Okay, we're on the bottom of page Mem Zion in the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, the second book. We're talking about understanding the language of the soul. We gave analogies of people with various names, people speaking different languages. And it's all necessary for us to understand the language of the soul, because the way we can bring out the soul is the same way it was brought into us through the power of breath, to blow on that coal to bring out the fire. And the way you blow on the coal is with the breath, and with the breath of words that are spoken. And of course, we said they have to be words of the soul and not words of the body. So we're at the bottom of page Mem Zayin. Anachnu makirim be'ikr dibur shel guf. We can recognize the main speech of the body. That we know. Okay, sorry. Okay, two paragraphs from the bottom then. Vadei shamashal lomamatze es hanimshal. Certainly the mashal will not adequately present the realities of life. Avol ninasa lahavres enekuda. Let's try to clarify the point. Kol dover shaboyim likrlo. Anything that you're trying to call it. Yesarch likro lamaus adover lefimashu. You have to call it to the essence of what it is. For example, in yelad lo medabrim kamo shemedabrim mevulgar, you speak to a child differently than you speak to an adult. Ki yelad lo yavinas asafa shiavina mevulgar. The child doesn't understand the language of the adult. In ken kol dover shoritzim la'ora, so anything that you want to say to arouse someone, legaloso, so to reveal to them, limshoch chumas levimena, to elicit its attention, you have to use the language that the other understands and catches, absorbs. So now, we understand the primary language of the body. Let's reflect. What type of language of the soul does the soul understand? The soul is around. Next page. We have to bring it out of the potential into the reality. So question is, how do we do that? How do we speak the language of the soul to get its attention to bring it out? What is the language that through it we can reach the soul? So obviously, tzarich ledaber neshama b'svas haneshama. We have to speak to the neshama in the neshama talk. Kol zman she'adam medaber b'sofa shel guf. As long as we talk body talk, misha shomea sohu aguf. Who's going to hear it? The body's going to hear it. U'mameila rak aguf misarv l'neshama. So only the body awakens, and not the soul. Im adam eni yodea ma'i sofa haneshama. If a person doesn't know the language of the soul, the neshama is, as it were, an aspect of a meis mitzvah, which is a dead person on the way with no one to bury it. It's just using poetic expressions here. Asher korin achra ve'en onim, or the other expression, you call after, doesn't respond. In other words, you're not talking to it. You're not talking to it, and it's just not being addressed. Ein mishon, there's nobody to answer. And like we said, this can be in the middle of davening. Even you're davening, you're davening like a body, not davening like a soul. You're not talking to your soul, you're talking to your body. You're not learning with your soul, you're learning with your body. So we have to know that language. Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, Arach Mivchan. We know the famous story with Eliyahu and the false prophets at Mount Carmel, where he arranged a test. He says, Im Hashem hu Elokim luchu acharav. If Hashem is the God, you should go after Him. And if the opposite, go after the others. Right? It was a test of, you know, trusting Hashem and following, being a loyalist to Hashem, or being a loyalist to the Baal, to the foreign idols. What was the test? They called out loud to their gods, and they were waiting for a fire to come down from heaven and consume the animal offering. They waited for a reaction. Ubemes Baal onena, and the Baal, the idols, their gods didn't answer them. Kiein lo asnaim l'shon. They don't have ears to hear. On the other hand, sometimes you're talking to someone who can't hear. Hanashama kedosha ozen kashavaslo. The holy neshama we have has an ear that can hear. Aval hachoz haozen hakshava shal neshama tzrich lishma sofer shal neshama dimer shal neshama. But the ear has the ear of the soul has to be able to hear the language of the soul, words of the soul. Kashem shadam shapon love bishmo. Just like you turn to somebody by calling his name, miyadu mistovev mechapes mikarla. He ready turns around and looks, say, who's calling me? Kach b'diyuk, exactly the same thing. Miyadaber adam b'safas haneshama. The person speaks with the language of the soul. He vadei tifnelav will certainly turn to you. He mitzapim. He says, man rav ma'od shemishu yikarla. It's been waiting a long time for someone to call her, the neshama. But the goal of a person is to know its language. So now let's begin to be more precise. What is the language of the soul? And that's the next subcategory. Svas haneshama, the language of the soul, is loshon racha, a soft language. What does that mean? The world was created with 10 utterances. And the Torah is given with 10 diburim, 10 aspects of speech. Now, right at the, before the giving of the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe the following. In the Allah Pasuk, Gosomer lebeis Yaakov v'tagid lebnei Yisrael. He says, so you shall speak to the house of Jacob, somar. That's the Lashon Aleph Mem Reish, that's one way of speaking. V'tagid, another expression of speaking, libnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel. So Rashi over there explains, move a Rashi, tomar la beis Yaakov. So who's beis Yaakov and who's bnei Yisrael? So beis Yaakov, obviously, for those of you who have daughters in beis Yaakov, elu anoshim, those are the women. That's why they call the schools beis Yaakov. After that pasuk. These are the women. Speak to the women. Tomar lahem, Rashi says, speak, aleph mem reish, Beloshen Rako, that's a soft language. We'll see what that exactly means. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're talking softly. That's not what it means. Tagid l'bnei Yisrael and speak to the Jewish people, b'nei Yisrael, that's the men. Oin shim v'dikdukim, the punishments. And all the specifics, parash l'zcharim, explain to the men. Dvar makoshim kigidim. They're as hard as sinews. In other words, very hard words you have to speak to them. Okay, what does all this mean? Next page. Chazal higdiru lanu, the rabbis have defined for us. Kan sheyeshtem shnei sugei dibur. There's two types of language. Yesh dibur hamugdor kedibur. There's a type of language that is defined by the word dibur, daber. Yesh dibur hamugdor kamira. And there's a language that is defined by Amira, Aleph Mem Reish. So, L'noshim ponim b'loshin Amira. When you talk to women, you use a Lashon of Amira, b'loshin Raka, in a soft language. L'noshim, when you turn to men, ponim b'loshin Dibur. You speak to them with an expression of Dibur, Lashon Kosh Gidim, an expression that is hard like sinews. So, what does all this mean? So, it's going to take many pages till he unravels this. Even the simplest level is true, meaning to say, Isha Tivarach, a woman by nature is soft. It's hard for her to hear hard things. It's difficult for her to hear hard things. But a man is more apt to be able to hear words that are tougher. Right? And, so that's why women cry more so than men. That's the way it is. So you got to be careful how you talk to them. Gemara says, husband has to be very careful how he speaks to his wife because they're more apt to crying. And that's harder for a man to know to speak softly because they're not used to that. Right? Men are out in the world. They have to conquer the world. You know, you got to be tough as nails. Women, on the other hand, they're raising children. They're soft. You know, not that they don't have lots of stamina and all that stuff, but you know, they generally are a softer nature, more loving nature. But it's a much deeper concept that the rabbis are driving at over here. Kiyadua, as is well known, going hand in hand with this, is Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bini Yaser Beishi Yoser Beish. Hashem has given women a Bina Yesera, more so than men. Bina Yesera, this level of Bina, which is the third sphera. Bina is being able to take the wisdom and to understand what that wisdom means, to make, draw implications from this wisdom. That's what Bina is. Women have more of that than men. A woman is able to discern things with her power of Bina. And look what the Pasuk says. And here's the key Pasuk. This is where everything, he starts associating concepts over here. It says, Nishmas Shakai Tivine. The soul of God will give them understanding. So we see that Bina, Tivinim, Bina is associated with Neshama. See how they see that in that Pasuk? Nishma Shakai, the soul of God, the Neshama of God, Tivinim will give them understanding. Bina comes from the Neshama. V'im Bina Yesera Nitna L'Nash. If women have more Bina than men, what does that mean to say? Hari Kosov Kan Yisod Gadol, we have a very big fundamental point that comes across. That the neshama by a woman is more revealed than it is by a man. Meaning to say she has easier access to her neshama. A woman has easier access to her neshama. That's what it means that women are more spiritually endowed than men. They have an easier access to their neshama. They can easier, more easy relate to their real realities than a man can. Now, of course, in the brackets, he says that there are certain opposites to this concept, but we're not going to get into that. It's going to get things way too confusing. Next paragraph. Elu dvar mefurashim besvarma kadoshim. These are the words that are explained in the holy writings. Shanishama shal hanukfa, hiyosu begoli masher shal aduchra. The soul of the nukfa. Nukfa means in the cave of the female. Is more revealed than that of the duchra. Duchra means the zachar, the male. Memela, so now we see like this. Now we're putting all the pieces together. Nilma mikan yesod, now we see an awesome, awesome point. Hasafa shal haneshama hiloshen raka. The language of the soul is a soft language. Hasafa shal haguf hiloshen kosher. And the language of the body is a hard language. Again, let's put all the ideas together over here. We have the expression Somar Labais Yaakov. When you speak to the women, you speak softly to them. Right? You speak softly to them. And we understand that women have the attribute of Bina Yesera. And we understand that's point number two. And point number three is that the neshama is what gives Bina. And therefore, if a woman has more Bina, her neshama is more revealed. And therefore, that which is more revealed is revealed through what? Through the Lashon Raka, through the soft speech. And from that, we can come to the conclusion that soft speech is the language of the soul. Is the language of the soul. Those are the four steps. We got to that point. Got to that point. Again, you have the idea that women are associated with Lashon Raka, a soft speech. That's how you address women. Women have Bina Yesera. Bina comes from the Neshama. And therefore, if you want to be able to relate to Neshama, you got to speak to the Neshama like you speak to women who have more Neshama. And you speak to them a Lashon Raka. You speak to them a softer language. Now, of course, you're going to say, well, a man doesn't have that, so I'm going to speak to him. No, a man has a Neshama too. Not as revealed. But the only way you're going to get to the man's Neshama is also with the Lashon Raka. We will see very soon. The whole idea, the neshama is really, you have a body and a soul. You have a body and a soul. So what does that really mean? So the soul is, you have the words, neshama. And saying, oh hey, that's nekeva. That's female. Well, guf is a lashon zachar. It's male. So you have the human being has the male aspect within himself, which is the guf. And he has the female aspect, which is the neshama. So women have more awareness of the female aspect of neshama than a man does. But either way, it's a female aspect, and that female aspect has to be addressed in a lashon raka, in a soft lashon, a soft expression. That's the only way you're going to come. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean yelling and screaming versus talking quietly, although that may be part of it. But that's not the main thing, as he will explain in the next few pages. But we already are coming. Today's insight already is, we have to know the language, we've learned that the language of the soul is called Lashon Raka, a soft language. So now we have to explain, what does that mean? Mahi Lashon Raka. What is a soft language? Hapasuk Oimer. The pasuk says, Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. Hashem wants the Jewish people to Tomim Tia, be wholesome with Hashem your God. Tivo Shel Tomim. What is the nature of someone who is Tomim? What is the nature of someone who is wholesome? Shushomea Umekabel Dvorim. He listens and he accepts words. That's what a Tomim is. Now, it could be said in a positive way or a negative way, but it's still the common denominator. A wholesome, quote-unquote, simple person. An uncomplicated person. You hear something, and you can accept it. And that's it. Armume, a shrewd person. An orum is the opposite of a tomim. If you're looking for opposites, tomim, a tam, is we call simple, uncomplicated. Arum, shrewd, is choker koldover, analyzes everything. As it says, v'anochash haya arum mikol chayas hasadon, the snake was more shrewd, shrewder than any of the animals in the field. U'misham higia le'etz hadas, shinyano heder shel kabbalas farm. From there, they reached the etz hadas, which they weren't supposed to get to yet. The whole concept of etz hadas is the opposite of receiving things, but skepticism. Skepticism. Asking all kinds of questions, not accepting things on a simple. Now, of course, there's a place for skepticism only after you have tamimus. That was the whole idea. Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. First be a tamim, then eat from the Eitz Hadas. If you're starting off with all kinds of skepticisms, you're never going to get anywhere. You have to accept what's the emes. Once you have the emes, okay, now you want, go learn Gemara then. Then learn Gemara. And now, you know, look into inferences into what every pasuk means. Does it mean this? Does it mean that? And we can ask a million and one questions. But you don't start off with a million and one questions. You got to start off with emes. There's an emes in this world. It's very simple, uncomplicated emes. The problem with liberal-minded people is that everything is, you're skeptical about everything. And therefore, since you're so, you have this healthy skepticism, you don't have to commit to anything. And that's the downfall of America. That's the problem. There's no truths. There's no truths. Skeptical of everything that exists in this world. So you can't begin. There's a beginning by a Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes. Right? There's certain things that are true and we have to accept these things as the emes. Right? So, no, God could not have created the world. You're a skeptic beyond normalness. Well, you know, do we have a million percent? Yeah, idiot you. You know, a simple person, a five-year-old knows that God created the world. That's emes. It's borer. You gotta be wholesome. You gotta be accepting of certain truths. But if you're gonna be skeptical of everything, cause you don't wanna believe in anything. Okay? So that was around Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas, Hashem says, listen, you just listen to me, and you be Tamim, and you have Shabbos, and you have the Tamimus of Shabbos, and now you have the emes, and now with that emes, you can now go and conquer worlds. You can now become complicated and try to figure out the depths. But you have to have a solid foundation. That's a solid foundation. Doesn't mean to say we can't accept questions, but the whole point, the skepticism for the sake of skepticism, you know, is not grounded in anything. You start being a skeptic, it's not grounded in anything but yourself, which is the least emes of all. So you have to start with the real emes, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he's saying. So the idea of tumim versus a room is being accepting. Vadai, and he certainly agrees, Shiyesh Nagam Tamimus Shlilus, there's negative types of acceptance. Adam Tamim Nitan Lirmos, a simple person can be liable to be fooled. A nice tzaddik, he doesn't ask any questions, he buys a piece of real estate in Florida, and he puts his life savings in it. Okay, you know, don't be trusting of everybody. Okay, you have to know who to be trusting of, who not to be trusting. So obviously, there's limits to how trusting one should be. Avayeshna tmimus de kedusha, there is a holy type of acceptance. Shiamal sa pnimishon shama, and that is the inner essence of the soul. Haneshama mahusa midas hatmimus. The essence of the soul is total tmimus, is total, uncomplicated, simple acceptance. That's because it accepted its reality from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama understands clearly it's a creature of Hashem, the closest thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama thrives on uncomplicatedness. And that's what he's in the brackets. The shorish, the root of all the Jewish souls, comes from the world of Atzilus. Atzilus is the world of wholesomeness. It's beyond even creation, beyond the intellect. It's higher than that. It's a simple reality. You know, God is here and you're here. It's a simple reality. You don't need any cleverness. Prove me there's a God. He's right here. Thank you. The neshama doesn't need proofs to God's existence. It's right next to God. It is part of God. It's very simple proof that there's a God. Once you get to the body level, to the brain, now things get complicated. The neshama knows the emes. You can't fool the neshama. The neshama is a chelik elokamim. It's a portion of God. You're gonna ask a hand. Does machalowitz exist? Well, let me think about it. Let's go up to the brain and have a whole discussion. What are you, idiot, you? You're part of him. That's simple, uncomplicated. No, you never know. Maybe somebody cut my hand off somewhere else and put it over here and I never knew about it. Idiot. You're part of it. That's all there is to it. The neshama is uncomplicated in terms of emes, of reality, that there is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Doesn't have to think, doesn't have to be so cunning and shrewd. It's pashut. The neshama is pashut. And they're very accepting. Hold on your question for a minute. Yaakov Avinu, Asher Nikra Ishtam. Yaakov is called the Ishtam, who Anechshav Bechir Avas. He's called the choicest of the patriarchs. Ke'etzel Hasam, Haneshama Nimsis Yosef Begolah. Because by those people who are Tom, what does it mean? Their neshamas are more revealed. In other words, when your neshama is revealed, you can become more accepting. Because that's what a neshama is. A neshama is accepting Poshet truths. The simple truths a neshama can hear because its reality is predicated on the simple truths. And that's what it has to hear. On the other hand, page 9, I'm sorry to delay your questions, but I want to get the idea across. When you speak to a person who is very attentive and receptive and interested in hearing what you have to say, right? So now, what do you have to do? If you're going to tell somebody something that you know they're going to want to hear, right? Just to explain how to do it. So anytime lomelo dvarim kashim, you don't have to give them words that are tough as, really better, we would use it, tough as nails, tough as sinews. I guess sinews are tough because you use those things for the tefillin. So they're pretty tough, like string. But anyway, so for a person who's attentive to hear words, he wants to hear it, right? Then you can give him simple words. You don't have big explanations. Adrava, omelo dvarim rakim. You say soft words. Dvarim shinoim lishoimim. Words that are pleasant to be heard. Why? Because either way, the guy wants to hear it. He's yearning for them. In other words, if a person wants to hear something, a fresh bal tshuva, you just tell him anything. You don't have to get into arguments. You just want to know. Tell me what I should do. I'm going to do it. Because they see the emes. Their neshama is open. When the neshama is open, just say, give me the emes. That's all. You don't have to convince me. I'm looking for it. I just want what you're showing for me. He'll give better examples in the next chapter. He's going to give some amazing examples to this. But right now, he's just giving you the concepts. But when you, God forbid, meet upon a person who, what is being revealed in him? The negative concept that the yetzer, the inclination of the heart of man, is evil from his birth. You have to understand what that means. Remember, you're going to say, what are you talking about? The lev is the part we understand Hashem. But remember, it's levavecha. There's two hearts. There's two sides to the heart. There's the side of the heart that you're going to find a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's the opposite side of the heart. So Adam Shukasha, someone who's tough, Ksheyarev, someone who's stubborn. The guy's not interested. So now, Kedei L'Shabris Kushasarev, to break the stubbornness, Kedei L'Shabris Yetz Adam Rami Nerav, to break that evil heart from his youth, That kind of person, Yisrach was wrong crushing it. That person have to give him hard words. Hard words doesn't mean screaming and yelling. You have to give incisive, searing arguments. You cut the guy down to pieces with your, you dismember him intellectually. You make a fool out of him. You say, that's what you really think. Okay, how do you explain this, that, blah, 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 blah. And after 10 minutes, the guy knows he doesn't know anything. You rip him apart. It could be done with a very soft voice. Right? But you're chopping him down. You gotta chop him down. Guys are not interested. You're gonna tell him, you know, put on tefillin. Right? A secular Jew, you can't tell him put on tefillin. You gotta chop him down. You don't scream and yell at him. That's all. It still can be kosher kigidim. You just talk to him and create with him a very healthy sense of disequilibrium. By the time the guy's finished talking to you, he doesn't know why he's living, and he really is in a great quandary. He knows he's an idiot. He said it in a very nice way. But the guy really knows, I don't understand why I'm alive even. What am I doing? Am I just a rational animal? And he said, you're not happy. You know, you show him, you give him proof. What are you telling me? You're a happy guy. You're getting divorced from your wife. You're destroying your kids. All the money's going to the lawyers. And you're telling me you're a smart guy? And you're, all you're looking for is happiness? You can do this. You have to know how to do it. You know, just come scream. And Adarabi, you don't scream at him. Right? But you can cut him to pieces. Because why? Because he's not interested. He's not interested in hearing Torah. So you can't tell him any Torah. He's not interested. You have to cut him down. To break down that barrier that's there. We'll talk about it in a minute. After you break down the barrier, then we can finally get to the heart. Got a long way to the neshama. It's a long way to get to some people's neshamas. You gotta chop down the body before you can get to the neshama. So there's this idea of wanting to hear the words. So the expression, again, haguf, next paragraph, haguf hu kasha. The body is tough. It's complicated. Aval neshama hiraka. The neshama is gentle. Adina v'shofas. It's very delicate. Ha neshama me'etzem tiva mechapeses rak elokus. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The neshama is, its essential nature is just looking for Hashem. That's all it's looking for. It's all your neshama is looking for. You don't have to push it and persuade it and speak hard words. It wants to hear words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wants to hear Torah. Kol Dibur Shel Emes, any word of truth. Kol Dibur Shel Tzmimus, any word of wholesomeness. HaNeshama Misag Neges Olav, the Neshama delights in this. Reitzibah Mishtatekes Lihishaber Olav, it wants and is yearning to connect to these words. Avol Kishim Edabri Mimaseich Anoshi, but when you speak to the person's brains, and the brain is only a chelek of the goof, it's really a part of the body, and you're going to talk to the brains, divrei tmi, he's going to talk emes words to the brains. So, hefech hamosh lo seichel, that's the opposite of what the essence of the seichel. The seichel is complicated, it's shrewd, it's cunning, everything's got to work out, you have to prove it to me, and I got a lot of agendas of why I don't want to hear this. He's not going to want to hear pashut simple words of God and all these things. The secular Jew cringes when you say the word God. They cringe. They can't stand it. Because they're too smart. You see, they got so many questions. That's why these words just so, they fall on deaf ears. You don't approach them by just, I'm going to talk about God and talk about this. Words of emes. It doesn't get through because all they know is to use the seichel. They don't know to employ the neshama. They're so far away from the neshamas, you can't be talking to them. V'aklal hu. The rule is, as it says in Shmuel Beis, im chasi tis chasad, with the pious one, act piously. Im gibor tamim titameim. There's different expressions over here. I think there's a spelling mistake here. Im gavar titaber. In other words, with a warrior, you act in a warrior way. Im ikesh titapol, with a crooked man, you be devious. In other words, you got to know who to speak to, how to speak to different people. Gotta know your market. Okay, therefore, ima neshama with the neshama shibachinus tmimus, which is in the attribute of wholesomeness and is willing to hear. Haderech lisasi yitay tmimus. The way to go with that is wholesomeness. Ishadabrima, but lashanim speak a pleasant, lashan raka, soft, lashan tachanuni, supplicating. as Mishle says, Tachanunim Yedaber Rosh. Rosh, the impoverished one, speaks words of supplications. Alimaseichel Anoshi. But with the human intellect, Shumidas Harmumius, it's the attribute of shrewdness. Shekibul Adam Eitz Hadas, that's what man got by eating the Eitz Hadas, that's a problem. Ito Tzrichel Daber Dvarim Kashim, you have to speak hard words. Daber Shekal, Divrei Seichel Amukim, Olashim Mechuderdes. You have to use deep intellectual words, or words that are sharp. In other words, the intellectual, you gotta prove them wrong. You gotta mamish, prove them wrong. Now again, you can have some people who just close, not gonna hear anything. Those people are not even talking. If they made up their mind and they don't want to hear anything, well then, you know, then God has to use a different language. And that language is the language of suffering. You know, all of a sudden, the guy doesn't listen to anything because he's wealthy and this and that. So what does God do? He rips him apart. He has to talk to him very hard. He has to make him lose his job. He has to make him lose his health. He has to have everyone betray him. And then he gets cut down to pieces. And that's what the body knows. The body feels the pain. Now, of course, the rabbi's been trying to talk to his brain for the last 30 years, but he's more clever than the rabbi. So Hashem said, okay, try to be more clever than me. I'll have your whole world that you bought into will destroy you. Now tell me where you're at. And then maybe the body's broken. Then maybe the rabbi can talk to him. And the guy will say, you know, rabbi, I don't understand. You talked to me for 30 years. I didn't accept. Now I can hear what you're saying. I don't understand why. That's why. That's why rabbis don't give up. Don't give up, because they say the same drush. You don't have to say different drushes, because hopefully your congregants change. When they change, then they'll be able to hear you. Earlier, they heard the brainy part of the drush. Then they're going to hear the neshama part of the drush. That's for later on. But that's how it has to be. Kisha'adam edaber dvarim shel seichel anushi. Around the bottom paragraph, yeah? Yeah. When a person speaks words of human intellect, mitzad mahusa shel adibur, by the essence of that speech, or the externals of the speech, he's speaking from the powers of the body. So when you're speaking body talk, maybe you can break the body with body talk. Maybe. He's not saying for sure. But to turn to the neshama, but to call by name, and to arouse it, but to its essential essence, Zehu lo yatzliach lasus, you will not succeed. Kumidaber v'safer shel guf, because when you're talking intellectually, you're using body talk. V'osa raka guf shaman, that's only the body's listening. Lo neshama, not the soul. Neshama shema safer shel neshama. The language only hears the language of the soul. Okay, that's a pause. Now, your question. Could be she was accepting the wrong truth. Yeah, she's accepting the wrong truth. She was too accepting. Yep.
She turns to the wrong, you know, instead of accepting Hashem's truth, she listens to Nachash.
Because it also looked like it was true. Yeah. That's what Nachash was cunning. Nachash was cunning.
But it also explains why the word Aram, which is so similar to
unclothed. Yes, they saw that they were complicated, right? And they realized their body was what made their decisions. Exactly. Very good, very good. So now, with this we understand another concept, Nun Aleph. And again, like, it's layers, and you have to have patience until this becomes real practical. But you're already beginning to hear the concept. You've got to say things that the neshama wants to hear. Right? You gotta say simple things. That's gonna make the difference. You know, it's very rare, you know, that people, you know, became Baal Tshuvas merely out of intellectual understanding. You know, because ultimately you've got to touch their neshama. You have intellectual Baal Tshuvas and you have neshama Baal Tshuvas. You know, some Baal Tshuvas, you were convincing them. They only became Baal Tshuvas in their bodies. But they haven't become Baal Tshuvas in their neshamas yet. And there's others that you're able to touch them in their neshamas. It's the same with FFBs. It's no difference. But there are some people who have been trained from birth to serve God with their bodies and not with their neshamas as well. And the problem is we don't know the language. Just don't know language. The neshama hasn't been spoken to. Okay, now let's continue. Now, with this, we understand another concept. Dvarim hayotzi min alev. Words that come out from a heart. Now we're going to get to a difficult point. Let's try to explain it. I don't know if we're going to get it all in 7 minutes. For a person to speak these soft words. Now we got it two ways now. You got the listener. Now you got the talker. Got to remember, it's going two ways over here. You got a person who, what can he hear? And then you got the person, what can he speak? It's two ways going on over here. So, for a person to speak words of softness, you have to have your own neshama, which is the root of your soul, has to be revealed so that the softness can be revealed. Right? To speak soft words, how can you speak wholesome words? It's got to come out of the neshama. Right? Just like the neshama only hears soft words, right? If you want to be able to speak soft words, it's got to come out of your neshama too. If your words are only coming from the intellect, it's not a root of softness. So let's say you're getting words that are just searing intellect. And you're going to try to package it in a soft language. You have a contradiction in terms. You can't do that. Hamakor shel adiburim. What's the root of what you're saying? Intellectual things. Humakor shel aguf. It's rooted in the body. Ubeemtza derech. And in the middle, minasim lavach as adiburim adiburim shel neshama. It changed into words of neshama. Diburim shiaras and neshama. Words to wake up the soul. It can't work. You can have the most genius class, and everything fits into place, and the psukim makes sense, and it's an incredible intellectual analysis of the text. And not saying you can't do that. But you know what? You're never getting into that person's neshama. That doesn't mean to say, you know, there's what to get to the person's seichel. We're not ignoring the seichel. But that's all gonna happen after the neshama is alive. Right? And if the focus of the learning is just to the seichel, then we're never talking to the neshamas. And even if you're going to say it, even if you're going to try to couch it softly, I won't yell at him when I say it. I'll say it softly, which is part of Lashon Rakus. When you're telling somebody something he wants to hear, you don't have to scream at him. Right? He's going to give an example later. If you tell a guy there's a $100 bill on the floor, right? Do you have to yell at him till he'll accept your words to pick up the $100 bill? You can say very softly, there's $100 on the floor. The guy's going right away at it. Because why something that you don't have to, that he easily wants to hear, you don't have to yell. So let's say the guy is going to come with this great intellectual thing, but I'm going to say it softly. I'm going to couch it in the neshama tone, but it's an intellectual message. It ain't getting into the guy's neshama, right? Kedesha neshama tuchli sarah, to arouse the soul, yesarach ledaber ima dibum shesharashim rakos. You have to give it words that are soft. And those words can only come from a neshama. So with this, we explain a beautiful chazal. When the root of the words is from a soft place, rooted in the neshama, memela, therefore it has to be, it will arouse a neshama. Chazal omri, now you understand the famous chazal. Dvar mayotzi min alev, words that come out of the heart, Nichnasim and Alev enter the other person's heart. So we just say, mushy gushy words, and you say mushy gushy words, so he accepts your mushy gushy words. I really mean it in all sincerity. Nonsense. That's not what it means. Okay, it might help. You know, he said, but that's not what he's saying. From the lave comes what? The lave is the neshama. When neshama talk, when soft talk comes, uncomplicated talk comes out of the heart, comes out of neshama, the other neshama, that's the language he understands. That's what it means. Now obviously, you know, part of neshama talk is, you know, and I don't mean to hurt you with what I'm saying, I'm not trying to best you, I'm not trying to prove you wrong. That's not, you know, that's a seichel talk. So obviously that's part of it, and it's going to be said softly. It's all part of it. But it, the main point is, it's got to be coming from the neshama. Madua, he explains why. Things that just come out of the intellect, it's coming from the body. And that's kashim kegidim, that's hard as sinews. You can't arouse the inner point of the neshama in the heart of the other person. If they really came from your heart, meaning it came from your neshama. So when we say dvarma yotzim in a lev, it means coming from the neshama. It will enter the neshama. Simple, uncomplicated, true words that are coming totally from your neshama. Now you should know, not all neshama talk will produce immediate results. You could be talking to your kids often from the neshama. And kids, especially teenagers, they can't let on to know that you impacted on them. They got too much ego to say you were right. So a lot of times they're nonplussed. Or at least make on like they're nonplussed. Years later, you'll realize that they accepted everything you said. Years later. So you don't give up. Don't give up. You expect, I spoke from heart. Why isn't he accepting it? Because they can't. They're too immature to accept it. But it's there, it's there, it's there. Just give it time. Quite often. On the other hand, seichel talk, may excite intelligent people. They go, wow, that was an amazing class. But it doesn't get into the neshamas at all. It's an amazing class, and I still don't daven with kavanah. And I still don't feel Hashem in my life. There's a balance that has to be struck. We're not suggesting you shouldn't be presenting intelligent classes. So the clever presenter knows how to give something that satisfies the intellect and satisfies the neshama. You need to satisfy both. Or it could just do, and that's the whole idea from Reb Tzvi Meir, Silverberg. All his svarim are divrei hischaskus. It's always words of encouragement. It's all dvarma yotzim min halev. Very few clever chazal, this and that. It's just coming from the heart, That's why when he speaks, Shal Shus, Yerushalayim, there's 3,000 guys want to hear him. While when the Rosh Yeshivas, other yeshivas want to talk, the Baruch Hu aren't interested in listening to them. They don't want to, the Rosh Yeshivas are jealous of him. Why are 3,000 guys going to them? Not to me. The answer is, he's talking from his neshama. And kids understand that. The Rosh Yeshivas only talk in intellect. The extreme Litvish yeshivas, it's all intellect. It's all intellect. And the Bracham, no, I don't want to hear it. Of course, you have to learn Gemara, this and that, but when you're outside the curriculum, on your own, they want to hear things that come from the neshama. Ultimately, you read these svarim, for the intellectual, when you read a svarim, you don't like them. The intellectual, who's totally intellectual, they don't like it. What's he saying? He hasn't said anything. Yeah, all he said, he's saying simple stuff, I know that's right. And it's coming from his neshama, but your neshama is totally closed. And that's why you can't appreciate all the things that he says. So anyway, there's much more to be said. And unfortunately, we'll have to wait till next Monday. But Mitzvah will continue more about this soft talk of the neshama and learning how to speak that language.